Following is an interview with Sacramento City Council District 5 candidate Patrick Kennedy. This interview was conducted and recorded on Friday, October 8th, 2010. Thank you for listening. For more information, you can go to our website at www.elkgrovenews.net. What's your, if you're elected, what's the top on your to-do list as a council member?
From a district standpoint, there's three things that I want to do and really tackle in a big way the first year. One is a library in Oak Park. We haven't had one since 1989. And it's a travesty that so many other neighborhoods are opening up new libraries. I mean, good for them. You know, more power to them. But we've opened three libraries in the last year, and yet Oak Park hasn't had one for over 20 years and probably has more need than most neighborhoods. My second thing I want to really focus on is revitalization of our corridors, like Franklin Boulevard, and it's not a coincidence that that's where we're located right now. And I'm going to, I'm going to open up a district office along one of the major corridors in the district when I'm elected.
Okay.
At no cost to the taxpayers. I really think we need to focus on helping the small businesses in District 5. Our neighborhoods are really dependent on our corridors and our corridors on the neighborhoods, so the success of one relies on the success of the other, and I don't think that that's been enough of a focus over the years. We have, if you look at the map of District 5, you have Broadway, you have Freeport Boulevard, Franklin Boulevard, Stockton Boulevard. Yeah, I mean, go on. These are major old aging corridors that haven't gotten the attention that they deserve. And we need to create a sense of identity for each one of them, which would create a sense of place, which would make them a regional draw. We're doing some of that in Stockton Boulevard, South Stockton Boulevard, with the Little Saigon.
Right.
And it's been an amazing success. I mean, you go down there and, the infusion of energy and cultural richness and, frankly, money that's going down there. You know, why can't we do that on Franklin Boulevard? Look at the Latino markets and restaurants. And, you know, why can't we make Broadway the international restaurant strip of Sacramento? And why does it stop at the freeway?
Right.
You know, so that's the second thing that I really want to focus on. And then the third thing is more of a citywide thing, but has tremendous impact on the district, and that's inequity of services and how services are delivered. why is it that some neighborhoods receive services in a way that is in a better way than other neighborhoods? I mean, if you illegally dump in Oak Park or in City Farms or in Carlton Track or Woodbine, it'll sit there for weeks. If you illegally dump in the Pocket or Land Park, in Sacramento, not the case. And we need to do a better job of, it shouldn't just be the affluent squeaky wheels get the grease. It should be, our city services should be delivered in an equitable way. And I've been fighting that for 20 years as a neighborhood association president.
So you kind of answered the question I'm going to ask. Do you think it's just mainly a matter that a neighborhood like the Pocket, it's more affluent and they bark more?
Yeah, I think that is a lot of the problem, and it shouldn't be. We shouldn't base our city services on, you know, who has the time and resources to lodge the most complaints. You know, when you have people who are losing their homes to foreclosures like we have in a lot of the neighborhoods I'm running to represent. They tend to have problems so severe in their own lives that they're not calling City Hall.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that they don't deserve the same services as everybody else. And that's not happening.
How about on a, you had three focuses for your district.
That's what you asked for.
Right. Would ask for your district, but yeah. What about citywide? What are some of the things you'd like to, you know, help accomplish as a council member on a citywide or even regional basis?
Yeah, much more of a macro level.
Right.
Is we need to refocus and look at our strategic plan as far as our economic strategic plan.
Mm-hmm.
We have for decades been fully dependent on builder's fees,
mm-hmm.
developer fees, as our economic engine in Sacramento, and you know, look what happened. You put a moratorium in North Atomas and our economy collapses.
Right.
We need to diversify our economic base and strategically target new areas of income for the city. We don't have sales tax revenue that is nearly what it should be in Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
We have Arden Fair Mall is a big engine, and we have, one new car dealership is all in the city now.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to look at more opportunities to diversify our income base as a city. And some of the ways you do that, I mean, you look at, for example, we know that Westfield Plaza is struggling.
Mm-hmm.
We can't continue to rearrange the deck chairs on the Titanic.
Mm-hmm.
We have to look at building a new ship eventually. And
so you're saying that you would, not putting words in your mouth, but you're...
If they're better than mine, go ahead.
You're saying that something needs to be done with the downtown mall?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's, there's no question about it. That's an opportunity for a regional draw, which can bring dollars to the whole city. I've been a proponent of downtown for a long time. When I was on the Planning Commission for 11 years.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was appointed, I went to Joe Cerna, the mayor at the time,
mm-hmm.
and I asked him, I'm an independent person, and you're appointing me as an independent member,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time, you're appointing me. So is there something that you think that I should be looking at? And this was 1993.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, the downtown. We got to revitalize our downtown. We have to make it a regional draw. Now, that doesn't have to come at the expense of, again, our corridors.
Right.
But it's not just the amount of resources, but it's the focus and the priorities. I think that we need to do something significant to turn that area that we now call Westfield into something that we can bring people from Roseville, that we can bring some, we can bring people from Citrus Heights, and regionally, we can bring people from Davis, that's a regional draw. That's not going to be a mall with two anchor tenants, actually only one being Macy's.
Right.
You're not going to drive by the Galleria if you're in Roseville to go to Downtown Plaza.
Right. What about the King's situation with Arco Mall, Cal Expo? The area and just the rail yards north of the federal building. What is, have you taken a position on, I guess, first of all, would you support keeping the Kings in town via a loan subsidy of some sort?
No.
That's
not to say that I don't support some level of public participation.
Mm-hmm.
With what they've done in other cities, like San Francisco, when they built then Pat Bell, now AT&T Park, the home of the National League West Division leaders, by the way. I don't support public subsidy in the form of, the only way you could do a loan type of thing at this point is to, a parcel tax or a sales tax increase, which was floated and lost miserably last time around.
Right.
I don't support that. I am not opposed to public partnership, but it would have to be a partnership in which the city gets true benefit from it.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean, a lease of land at a desirable rate. You know, maybe it does. I don't know what it looks like, but I'm not opposed to that. And the reason I say I don't know, because everything's back up in the air again. We're no longer really talking about this convergence anymore, and as long as the Cal Expo part of it is out of the picture, and right now it looks like it is.
Right.
You know, I was skeptical that that could work because it was so complex. And, you know, I mean, everybody's had so many moving parts and all, I mean, all interdependent. One of the three fails, the whole thing fails, and that's where we're at right now. Mm-hmm. But I certainly was not opposed to looking at the idea because it was attractive. If you could have three major redevelopment projects going on in the city at one time, that's just good for the city.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever we do now, the things that I want to look at first is my first priority, what I would really like to see, it's not a deal breaker, but I think would be important is to put it in the downtown.
Mm-hmm.
The rail yards is a good site for it. If we could somehow work that out, it would help revitalize our downtown. It would bring people, again, another regional draw, which would be good for the city as a whole, not just the downtown.
So you would, in principle, support developing the rail yard as a potential site for a new arena for the Kings?
Well, I mean, it's a huge site, but among other things, I think that that would be a good location for, if we could do it, for not just Kings, though. It would have to be a full entertainment facility.
Right.
You know, people talk about Kings Arena. Well, that's not what I'm interested in. I'm not interested in just benefiting the Maloofs. You know, I'm interested in benefiting the entire city of Sacramento, so it would have to be a full-scale entertainment facility.
Okay.
But in a way that makes sense for the city and doesn't just benefit one user.
Okay. What are the, just as a general question, what are the biggest challenges that you view facing the city of Sacramento, you know, over the next 4 years?
Well, I mean, obviously the economy. You know, we're going to continue to see tough budgets, and what we have to do is twofold. One is protect our core services and keep an eye on, you know, to the best we can, keeping those cuts away from public safety. That's a core service. Keeping them away from, you know, our garbage pickup and, you know, those core services. You know, so it's a balancing act. Some services are going to suffer. That's just the way it is in this tough economy. So it's really going to take, you know, a lot of discipline to maintain our core services in these tough times. At the same time, we can't as a city sit around wringing our hands and wait for things to get better. We have to position ourselves to, so that when things do start getting better, we're first in line. You know, there'll be other public dollars coming down from the feds and from the state and bonds and so forth to get us out of this. We need to position ourselves so that we can take advantage of that as best as possible. Last time we had like Prop 1C money, we got about $130, $150 million allocated to the Sacramento area. We need to continue to look for opportunities like that. We need to, for example, if we are going to revitalize you know, Stockton Boulevard, continue with the revitalization of Stockton, Franklin, JKL, all of these corridors throughout Sacramento. Even in tough times, we can get the planning done. We can put in place the proper zoning changes. You know, we need to be positioned. We need to be thinking three steps ahead, not where we are today, because we're not always going to be in this fiscal mess. So I really think that the city needs to just really proactively and aggressively think, okay, 2 years from now, when we start coming out of this, and most people think that 2 years from now things are going to start turning in a way that's appreciable, that we're ready as a city to take advantage of those opportunities and make them happen. So you know, that I think that's one of the key challenges we're going to have. Second challenge, City Hall's fairly dysfunctional right now. We have a lot of people putting petty politics over public policy. Little alliteration for you. We need to do a better job of realizing that we're there to do the people's business. And I fault, you know, not just the mayor, though, you know, he could be better at building consensus and working with his colleagues, but the council at times as well. We need to do a better job of sitting around the table and talking with people we disagree with to come up with ideas and solutions.